how will Canada do in the upcoming Olympic Games? Well, first of all, I don't even know if there's going to be a 2022 Beijing Olympics, depending on the virus, depending on what happens with China. Is there going to be a diplomatic boycott? Those are all the political questions. Let's just get down to the pure sports. Can you predict how well a country is going to do? Well, apparently you can. In 2018, the analysts at Nielsen Grace Note actually were in the business of predicting, and they predicted in 2018 that Canada was going to win 28 medals in Pyeongchang and 7 golds. The team won 29 and 11 golds. Pretty darn good. Canada was projected to finish 4th in total medals, but the U.S. underperformance meant Canada finished 3rd. So they're pretty good. So what does Simon Glebe, the head of sports analysis at Nielsen Grace Note, predict for 2022? The good news is Simon is with us. Simon, good to have you here.
Yeah, thanks very much, Evan. Good to be here.
So first of all, I always like to say the only thing I don't predict is the future, because I'm with Yogi Berra on this. How does Grace Note predict the medal count at the Olympics?
Right. Well, we use data from events that have taken place since the last Olympics. So that's World Championships or the World Cup circuit or Grand Prix events. And we weight them based on where the people finish. So if you finish first, then obviously you get more points than if you finished lower down. How important the event was. So World Championships is the most important, and World Cups would be less so. And also how recent it was. So something from last weekend would be more important than something from, you know, last year or 2 years ago. And we put all of that into an algorithm, and then we get a ranking for each of the events. And we total all those up into a medal table, which we call our virtual medal table.
And, okay, how is Canada predicted to do in this Olympics compared to the last one?
Yeah, so a little bit lower than what we had last time around, although we still have, you know, nearly a couple of months, or around a couple of months of events to go, so this will change. But at the moment we have 23 medals for Canada, and that includes 5 golds, which puts Canada 5th on our virtual medal table at the moment.
Who's getting back? Is Norway going to do so well in this thing again?
Yep, they sure are.
They have 5.3 million people. Norway again? Like, what is going on with Norway?
Yeah, so Norway broke the medal record last time around.
Oh, my God.
Pyeongchang, and we're saying that they're going to do it again. It's very much concentrated on the sports of biathlon and cross-country skiing, which are obviously their major sports. But, yeah, we have them top of the medal table again this time around.
Here's the problem with Norway, okay? They're impossible to dislike. Like, what are we going to say? Like, I don't like the Norwegians. Like, they're lovely. But they really have a disproportionate medal haul. And maybe it's because, as you say, they just focus on a couple of main things, you know, cross-country skiing and the various, you know, biathlon, and they just absolutely clean it up. But, man, the Winter Olympics is like the Norwegian Olympics.
Yep, that's right. It certainly has been in recent times, and yeah, that's precisely what we're saying. What we're saying again. I mean, they're very much, you know, just like you guys. They're very, very, very focused on winter sports, and this is what it's all about for them. But it's obviously a small country, but sports nuts, of course.
45 medals you're projecting for the Norwegians, and that would break the record of 39. The U.S., with only 300 million people, is projected to be beneath Norway. That is a bit weird.
Yeah, well, it's happened before, as you know. So this is what makes the Winter Games interesting, that a country like Norway can beat a huge country like the United States, and Germany, of course, as well. They're also it's also a big country in Europe, which Norway can beat quite comfortably.
And Russia. It's not like Russia. Russia is the Winter Games. And they're getting dusted. The Germans, as you say. Now, what's the deal with Canada? Why are we dropping off? Is it just like, you know what, luck of the draw on athletes? You know, we're good at these sports, but nonetheless. And what are you predicting for hockey? Let's just get right to it.
Okay, well, if we're going to look at hockey, we're predicting gold medals for for Canada in both the men's and women's hockey events in Beijing, so that'll please you.
By the way, Simon, was that the singularly most Canadian question yet about your thing? What is the hockey? I mean, I'm not to take anything away from the losers and the bobsledders and the biathletes and all the great winter athletes, but you know, let's be serious. In our country, the hockey's going to be the monster sport.
Yeah, absolutely. It's understandable as well. I've done these interviews before, and hockey's always a big question, of course. So yeah, I mean, you know, Canada's done very well in the World Championships in recent times, and so it deserves its gold medal position in our virtual medal table for both events.
What are the new? Aren't there like a whole bunch of new sports? Like there's women's monobob. I don't totally know what that is. There's snowboard cross mixed team aerials. Like there's a whole whack of new sports. How do you figure those out?
Yeah, so that's true. There are. Monobob is a bobsleigh, but then with only one person in it, and it's a women's event rather than a men's and women's or a men's event. How we figure those out is it's exactly the same as the other. So they all have World Championships or World Cup events that have taken place since 2018. We do use the 2018 Olympics, but obviously because it's from 4 years ago, nearly 4 years ago, it's not so important. But the events in between, we've got plenty of data on those for these new events, so we can forecast those in the same way as we forecast everything else.
Okay, what other sports will Canada get gold medals in? Like, because we've had great gold medals in speed skating, skiing. You know, we've had some great athletes. What are you predicting gold for Canada besides the two hockey golds?
Yeah, so at the moment we have Mikhail Kingsbury in the moguls freestyle skiing.
Yes.
In the gold medal position. We have Maxence Perrault, I assume he's called, in the big air snowboard. And we have Laurent Dubreuil. These names are tricky for me, in the 500-meter speed skating. This forecast that I'm talking to you about now is from last week, so it doesn't include last weekend's events. We'll be updating this again next week, and so anything that's taken place since this time last week will be added in then. So some of these things may change already.
I think our most decorated Winter Olympian is, folks, Cindy Klassen, 6 medals, a gold, 2 silvers, 3 bronze. Pretty incredible. Now, the speed skating in 2006, incredible medalist. So we are hoping for a lot of skiing, a lot of speed skating. It's funny though how some countries, Simon, are just really good at certain sports, right? Like they just, it is what they do.
Yeah, absolutely. And well, you can take where I'm sitting at the moment as a good example of that, the Netherlands. So the Netherlands only win medals in speed skating and more recently short track, which is of course just another version of skating on a smaller track. And they do very well, the Netherlands. They've done very well in recent years, and we're forecasting them again to do well this time around. So at the moment, at least, we're saying 10 golds for the Netherlands, which would be a record for the country. But all of that is coming from speed skating and from short track skating.
Right. Well, the UK, I'm hoping, even though he doesn't count in the medals, it would be nice to have like an Eddie the Eagle story from the UK or something like that. Remember Eddie the Eagle on the he was great.
Absolutely. I remember very well, of course, being British myself.
I know. I think you guys have only run 5 winter medals, but Eddie the Eagle stole the hearts of everyone when he just home trained. There's a great movie about him. Simon Gleave, head of sports analysis at Nielsen Greystone. Canada will do well, but not as well as the last games, but has some gold medals in there. Simon, thanks, man. That was great. I hope the Olympics in some form happens. I'm very wary about it happening in China. I think there should be a diplomatic boycott, but I think the athletes will end up there. And then when they do, we got to root for them. Thanks, Simon.
Thanks very much.